Sitting in the leather chair of the jet, Gennaro thought about how evasive Hammond was. The old man was now ignoring the fact that Gennaro's law firm had forced this trip on him. Instead, Hammond behaved as if they were engaged in a purely social outing. "It's too bad you didn't bring your family with you, Donald," he said. Gennaro shrugged. "It's my daughter's birthday. 20 kids already scheduled. The cake and the clown, you know how it is." "Oh, I understand," Hammond said. "Kids set their hearts on things." "Anyway, is the park ready for visitors?" Gennaro asked.
"Well, not officially," Hammond said. "But the hotel is built, so there is a place to stay."
"And the animals?"
"Of course, the animals are all there, all in their spaces."
Gennaro said, "I remember in the original proposal you were hoping for a total of 12.
"Oh, we're far beyond that. We have 238 animals, Donald."
238? The old man giggled, pleased at Gennaro's reaction.
"You can't imagine it. We have herds of them."
238? How many species?
15 different species, Donald.
"That's incredible," Gennaro said. "That's fantastic. And what about all the other things you wanted, the facilities, the computers?"
All of it," Hammond said. "Everything on that island is state of the art. You'll see for yourself, Donald. It's perfectly wonderful. That's why this concern is so misplaced. There's absolutely no problem with the island."
Gennaro said, "Then there should be absolutely no problem with an inspection."
"And there isn't," Hammond said, "but it slows things down. Everything has to stop for the official visit."
"You've had delays anyway. You've postponed the opening."
"Oh, that,"
Hammond tugged at the red silk handkerchief in the breast pocket of his sport coat.
"It was bound to happen. Bound to happen."
"Why?" Gennaro asked.
"Well, Donald," Hammond said, "to explain that, you have to go back to the initial concept of the resort. The concept of the most advanced amusement park in the world, combining the latest electronic and biological technologies. I'm not talking about rides. Everybody has rides. Coney Island has rides. In these days, everybody has animatronic environments. The haunted house, the pirate den, the Wild West, the earthquake. Everyone has those things. So we set out to make biological attractions, living attractions. Attractions so astonishing they would capture the imagination of the entire world."
Gennaro had to smile. It was almost the same speech, word for word, that he had used on the investors so many years ago.
"And we can never forget the ultimate object of the project in Costa Rica, to make money," Hammond said, staring out the windows of the jet. "Lots and lots of money."
"I remember," Gennaro said.
"And the secret to making money in a park," Hammond said, "is to limit your personnel costs. The food handlers, ticket takers, cleanup crews, repair teams. To make a park that runs with minimal staff. That was why we invested in all the computer technology. We automated wherever we could."
"I remember."
"But the plain fact is," Hammond said, "when you put together all the animals and all the computer systems, you run into snags. Whoever got a major computer system up and running on schedule? Nobody I know."
"So you've just had normal startup delays?"
"Yes, that's right," Hammond said. "Normal delays."
"I heard there were accidents during construction," Gennaro said. "Some workmen died."
"Yes, there were several accidents," Hammond said, "and a total of 3 deaths. 2 workers died building the cliff road. 1 other died as a result of an earth mover accident in January. But we haven't had any accidents for months now."
He put his hand on the younger man's arm.
"Donald," he said, "believe me when I tell you that everything on the island is going forward as planned. Everything on that island is perfectly fine."
The intercom clicked. The pilot said,
"Seatbelts, please. We're landing in Shoto."
End of side 2.